According to President Barack Obama, yesterday's 6-3 ruling by the Supreme Court means the Affordable Care Act is a reality. The court upheld financial aid to millions of low- and middle-income Americans to help pay for insurance premiums, regardless of where they live. On the matter, we spoke with UB's Nancy Nielsen, a health care policy expert, who clarified how the ruling could have impacted New York State residents.
If the ruling had gone the other way, you would initially, at first blush, think New Yorkers wouldn't be affected because we have our own state exchange. And this really was affecting individuals in the 34 states that didn't establish their own exchange as New York did. So you would initially think it wouldn't matter, but it would have mattered. It would have thrown the insurance industry into chaos. It would have thrown some business decisions that employers are making into chaos as they were trying to figure out what to do to get their employees health care. So premiums would have gone up for everybody, even in New York, but it would have gone up much faster in those 34 states.
The one thing that we're hearing already quickly in reaction from Republican presidential candidates is things along the lines of, well, this really wasn't a issue for the Supreme Court. This really is a job for Congress. Can you see, though, moving forward, let's just project forward into 2016 and beyond, how difficult it really will be to try to untangle or get rid of a law that will have already been on the books for 5-6 years?
It's not impossible at all, but it will be much more difficult. And it will be more difficult because people have already begun to benefit from the law. I mean, kids on their parents' insurance till 26. That's extremely popular. Nobody wants that gone. So the mantra has been repeal and replace. But in reality, when you start drilling down, the vast majority of Americans, there are some things they don't want repealed and replaced, like that one, like no lifetime limits, like not excluding people from insurance if they've ever been sick. So, you know, the longer this has become part of the fabric of American life, the more difficult it will be to undo.
When this law was being first proposed, the idea was that not only would all Americans be covered, but that in the long run, it would actually save money in health care costs. From your perspective as it stands right now, are you seeing that happening?
Now, it's interesting because health care spending has slowed. Nobody knows how much of the effect of that was due to the Affordable Care Act and how much of it was, for example, the recession that we were in. Hmm. So the jury is still out on that one. However, if you noticed within the last week or two, the Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, independent, scored the repeal of Obamacare as adding $353 billion to the deficit over the next 10 years. So even that, the CBO says if you take it away, you're going to spend a lot more than you're going to spend with it in place.
Nancy Nielsen, Senior Associate Dean for Health Policy in the School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. Thank you very much for joining us today.